This would be the Art Drysdale gardening vignette entitled Pruning Fruit Number 1. 3, 2, 1. Right now is the perfect time to prune many trees in your garden. Hi, Mark Drysdale. Comment on pruning fruit trees in a moment. 3, 2, 1. Growing fruit in the garden is rewarding, but it can sound rather complicated. The best advice is to visit a garden center and speak with the manager about your trees and bushes. There are two tasks that need to be carried out soon. One is pruning and the other is the application of dormant spray. This time I'll concentrate on pruning. With all large fruit trees, such as apples, pears, plums, and cherries, the main object is to have trees with a minimum of branching so a maximum of light and air can get to all parts of the trees, and hence all the fruit that is set. This is achieved by pruning out the trees at this time of year so the centers are rather like open spaces. All cross branches should be removed. Then proceed to clear the centers of the trees. On older apple trees in particular, all upward young growths, often called water sprouts, should be cut right off. All apples, sweet cherries, and pears bear their fruit almost entirely on branches that are at least 2 years old. The object in pruning these trees is to maintain a balance between old and new wood, always keeping the open center concept in mind. Peaches, plums, and sour cherries, on the other hand, bear most of their fruit on one-year-old wood, so removal of the older branches and the encouragement of plenty of new growth each year on these is advised. The Ontario Ministry of Agriculture, Food, and Rural Affairs has free pamphlets on this subject. Call them at 1-888-466-2372. That's 1-888-466-2372. I'm Art Drysdale.